never read a Russell Banks book. I'd only read some short stories. I'm reading a book of his right now, which is great. It's really sad and depressing. Affliction. I like depressing books, I guess. What's another depressing one? Oh, well, the John Updike Rabbit books I just read, and that's really depressing. I read The Fixer by Bernard Malamud, which is really, really depressing. And then the Brothers Eshkenaz also I read this year by I.B. Singer's brother. I forget his name now. Which is a really, really depressing book about the life on the shtetls and the pogroms and stuff like that. I like funny writers, though, too. But none come to mind right now. They're not pros. Like, they've never acted, not even, like, high school drama class or anything. I mean, they sort of perform their relationship in a way, you know? They're kind of always on. And so it kind of translates well. And sometimes just to recreate, like, things that are real are very difficult, you know, surprisingly, like, just to create the flow of just a regular conversation. So, like, for instance, I think it just aired, it's this week's episode, where there was a joke. The joke was that I find out that Howard had been BCCing my mother in on all of our email correspondence for the past 10 years. And we go through, like, a whole list of all the things. It was like, you know, when I called him up and told him I thought I had herpes and, you know. And so then I thought it would be funny. I had this idea at the last moment, the day before wrapping the show. I thought it would be kind of a nice little moment at the end after the credits to call my mother up on the phone and ask her for her email address. And, of course, my mother doesn't have an email address, so it'll sound like she's denying it. So it was just a quick conversation, and we just did it for real so she didn't have to act. Because sometimes, like, when I just need her to say hello, like, if I just need to do a pickup, like, oh, can you just, like, you're picking up the telephone, we could do, like, 20 takes of her just saying hello, because it never sounds real. So, but this way, it was easy to do. And it was really funny, too, because it sounded like she was lying. Like, when I asked her for her email address, and it was, like, a long pause, and she was like, I don't have an email address. So it just fit really well. So, like, a mix of both. Sometimes it's just, it's real stuff, and then sometimes it's them performing a little bit. And they can turn it on and play versions of themselves remarkably well. It's a little disturbing, actually. It makes you feel like your childhood was, like, some kind of, like, social experiment or something, you know? To me, he's a lot like the guy on that you hear on the radio. It's sort of like an exaggerated version of him in a lot of ways. Like, we've been friends since kindergarten, and like a lot of the people on the show, because I'm not a pro, and I'm not a very comfortable performer, so... the people that I'm most comfortable with are the people that I've known a really long time, like Howard and my parents and stuff like that. But what's really hilarious, I feel, is like a while ago we did this. We were giving a talk together at a college in Montreal, and Howard came out and he went to pains to, like, say that is not me. I'm not the guy that you hear on the radio and blah blah blah. And people were just like, afterwards they came up to me and they were like, ah, that was so Howard. Like, they thought it was shtick. You know, so. But he's just as dynamic and just as funny and just as lovable. But he's also, you know, he's a normal, moral guy, not trying to destroy me.